Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team, your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980, Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people, and to bring up-to-date information on what is happening in Israel during these difficult times of war. Today I'm joined again by Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Thank you for joining me, Stephen.
My pleasure, Suzanne. Can you tell me and the listeners what is currently happening in Israel?
Sure. Thank you for asking. This week, on the Northern Front, particularly in Syria, troops have been operating in areas up to around 15 kilometers deep into Syria, aiming to capture weapons that Israel says could pose a threat. Israel seeks to completely demilitarize the southern Syria area and not allow any armed groups to enter it and gain a foothold. The IDF's paratroopers brigade raided an army post belonging to the former Syrian regime, where they located tanks, mortars, rockets, and artillery systems. These are necessary to remove threats to the state of Israel and specifically to the residents of the Golan Heights.
Wow. How about Gaza? Any developments there?
Oh, yes. There are always developments in Gaza. Recently, approximately 160 attacks were carried out against terrorists, terrorist infrastructure, and tunnels. The IDF will continue to operate to remove any threat to Israeli civilians. So when rockets were launched from the Gaza Strip, the IDF struck the rocket launcher from which projectiles were launched towards Israeli territory. The targets also included weapons manufacturing sites, primed rocket launchers, buildings used by terror groups, weapons depots, and cells of terror operatives.
So the war is still very active in Israel?
Yes. As a matter of fact, a ballistic missile from Yemen was launched again towards Israel and fell on the way in Saudi Arabia. While it doesn't reach Israel, sirens go off, and the people of Israel must run for bomb shelters once again. The Jerusalem District Police and the Shin Bet also foiled a multi-stage terror attack that was planned to be carried out in Jerusalem by a young man from East Jerusalem. Potential targets included the Jerusalem Light Rail, a public bus, and a restaurant. And in another successful thwart, the IDF captured a group of 9 terrorists who left Jerusalem and were on their way to Tel Aviv to carry out a terrorist attack. They were captured in the middle of one of Israel's main highways.
Well, I'm glad to hear that they were able to thwart these attempted attacks.
Oh, me too.
Is there anything else you would like to share with the listeners this week?
Yes, an interesting fact. Even in a year of war and terror, Jews moving to Israel have not stopped. According to new data, over 27,000 Jews made Israel their home since April 2024. Jews of all ages are coming home to Israel. Also, with the devastating earthquake that struck Thailand, Myanmar, on March 28th, the IDF National Rescue Unit's experts joined the Israeli emergency mission to those nations. Israel is known globally to be the first international help to arrive on scenes of devastation to help rescue and assist.
Well, it's nice to hear some good news happening in Israel.
I agree. Also, 2 other interesting things. IDF soldier and hostage Karina Ariev, held in Hamas captivity for more than 500 days, recently launched the 14th International Jerusalem Winter Marathon's 5K race. She launched the race with the Jerusalem mayor and 40,000 participants. She said, quote, "Running represents freedom and strength," unquote. She was running for all those still held in captivity in Gaza. While Christians celebrate Resurrection Sunday every year, Jewish families celebrate Passover, remembering their ancestors in Egypt preparing the night before the Exodus. This year, Jewish families will gather together Saturday, the 13th, at sunset and partake in the Passover Seder meal. They have been doing this since the time of the wilderness.
Wow, Suzanne. So how can people pray for Israel and the Middle East this week?
Well, it's very important to pray. Our prayers matter, you know. Our prayers do have an impact. So I would recommend praying for continued intel regarding planned terrorist attacks, cease and dismantling of Hamas and Gaza and all their weaponry, the release, rescue of all remaining hostages, living or deceased, physical and mental strength for the soldiers, protection over all Israeli citizens, protection on all Israeli borders, as well as within the regions of Judea, Samaria, and East Jerusalem. Finally, let's always pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and remember the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel, according to Deuteronomy 11:12. His eyes are on Israel. May our eyes be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for those important prayer points.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Stephen. To our audience, I say shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.